Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. It's important to know what we're up against, just so we remember what we believe in. Although stances on issues continue to be complex, we need to be reminded of what we stand and fight for, what we won't tolerate in our lives and the lives of our loved ones. It's by knowing what we don't want that we eventually learn what we ultimately desire. For example, when you look for a partner, you don't want someone who will cheat, thus we desire honesty. When we work, we don't want an unorganized workspace, thus we desire stability. We ultimately don't want to feel left out. And that's why we desire connection. Bel Pesce, best-selling author, entrepreneur, writer, and lecturer from Brazil, aimed to rebel against the traditional TED Talk format for teaching and encouraging action, warned and even prohibited a list of actions of what could go wrong in accomplishing your goals. She, distinct from the rest, gave a list of items of not what to do when following your dreams, which ultimately made her keynote as memorable and withstanding of the test of time throughout her 6-minute TED Talk. Undauntedly, please don't take these principles to heart. Rather, hold them as signals that you should ultimately avoid throughout your creative process. If you fall into these traps, don't forget to step back. You will always have time to start and recoup. As I go along summarizing this talk, I will need to be reminding of myself constantly of this. To start, not following your dreams according to Pesce is to believe in overnight success. If you feel that you haven't worked hard enough for your goals, that ultimately everything you have done from that point is on some form of education, and thus your success story is always a result of something that you've done from moment to moment according to Pesce. The second step is not following your dreams is to believe that someone is already having the answers for you, that someone can answer for you your purpose in life and guide you to that path. Pesce believes that living a life dictated by someone else's standards is ultimately dangerous for your sense of self. You need to make your own answers along the way. You get to answer the questions piece by piece only by practicing what is the ultimate version of your success. Pesce believes that no one has the perfect answers in your life, and it's ultimately your decision. There's no right or wrong decisions in there. It's just an infinite number to choose from, and it's only by practicing that you can ultimately learn from it. It's part of the process when you feel a bump on your head, on that pavement sometimes, just as long as you make that choice, because that's inevitably also a form of inaction. The third step of not following your dreams, and I emphasize I'm not following that dreams part, is to decide to settle when growth is guaranteed. We need that uncertainty. In moments where you can fully predict what is to come within your future, you know that there wouldn't be any progress worth fighting for. It is ultimately predictable existence. Taking calculated risks towards your desired goals is the essence of creativity, to achieve the indescribable. Have goals that supersede yourself and your own understanding. Once you have that, break it into chunks, and no matter how slow or fast your pacing is, stay on your track to reach your goal. Value the good questions, not the answers. It's okay to answer your question with a question, even. And the way you live your life should be the answer. Pesce continues to say that there is no time to settle down. When you're at your peak, continue to challenge yourself and explore the limits of what you can do. She suggests that the best way not to follow your dreams is to blame others for not accomplishing them. It is by believing that it was the fault of somebody else. In the first place, by blaming someone, you already admit that you have lack of accountability in terms of your actions and believe that they have no impact. We cannot comprehend the unpredictable things that happen to us. We can only control how we react to them. If you embrace and accept things you can't control, the unpredictable factors will follow along anyway. Pesce tells us that if you have a dream, it is your responsibility to go after it, and if needed, to ask for help. No dream is ever achieved alone anyway. The last tip from not to follow your dreams is to, most importantly, believe that the only things that matter are the dreams themselves. She says that life is never about the goals themselves, it's about the journey. The only way for your goals to be achieved is your dreams to enjoy every single part of the process. Every journey has steps, something to learn and celebrate, so make sure not to only follow your dreams, but practice them and thus you can achieve whatever is in your mind's eye. Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today. Please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.